Cockroach, don't you ever get tired of that gag?
No, because you fall for it every time.
You guys ready for the big Shakespeare test tomorrow?
We're not worried.
You're not? That was a hard play to read.
We're not reading the play.
How are you gonna take a test on Macbeth if you haven't read it?
Easy, we're getting the album.
There's an album?
Yeah, these English guys made a record of it.
There's no music, they just read it.
When Mr. Perkins assigned the play 2 weeks ago, we went down to the library and put our names in a waiting list for the record.
Yeah, we're picking it up today, after school.
And tonight, we're gonna sit back, relax, and listen our way to an A.
Hey, I wish I knew they had Macbeth on a record. Took me a week to read it. Later, fellas.
See ya.
CTL, did you hear that? A week to read the play. I told you we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Ooh.
What?
Burger alert.
Where?
Ooh, she's a double burger.
No, deluxe burger with the works.
I've never seen her before. She must be new.
New and improved.
I'm gonna go talk to her.
No, you can't just go up to a deluxe burger. You have to have something interesting to talk about.
I'll talk about me.
I saw her first.
Well, fine, then you go talk to her about me.
Hey, her lacquer's stopped.
Hi.
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 Are you having some trouble with your lock?
Yeah, I can't get it open.
Let me try. I am pretty good at these things.
All right, here's my combination.
Are you new here?
Yeah, my family just moved in from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah, heard it's pretty nice there.
Yeah, it is nice.
That's what I've heard. You know, having some problems?
Sorry, it won't open.
Well, maybe you should just go to the administration office and get a new locker.
That's a good idea. Thanks.
I'll show you where it is.
That's right. I know where it is.
What's your name?
Teresa.
Mine's Theo.
Hi, Theo.
I'm Cockroach.
Cockroach?
Well, my real name is Walter, but I prefer Cockroach.
Nice to meet you. And Theo, I really appreciate your help.
Anytime.
Did you hear what she said to me?
Theo, I really appreciate your help.
So, I mean, that's what she said. What she meant was, Theo, welcome to my life.
Hi, Mommy, we're back.
Rudy, stop right there. Do you see what you're doing?
What?
You're making puddles. Please take your boots off and leave them by the door.
Okay.
You have fun sledding?
Yes, Daddy got on too.
He did? Are you all right?
No.
Making puddles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, come here. Now you go downstairs and take those wet things off, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
I zerbert you.
Zerbert mommy.
Too.
Thank you very much. When you're finished, you can have some hot cocoa.
With lots of marshmallows?
Lots.
Would you put a candy bar in it?
No.
Okay.
What happened?
I'm old. I watched the children, and I stood there like a father, smiling, and the kids were going down the hill on the sleds, And all of a sudden, I started to remember when I was a kid and how I used to do it and how I used to run with the sled in my hand and keep it from banging onto this one knee. You know, it's the way you have to run, so you bring your legs up. So I said, honey, can Dad do one time? And she said, I don't, Dad, you don't know. I said, look, when I was a kid. And then all these kids stood around me acting like I didn't know what I was doing. And so then, of course, I really decided to show him. So I got back about 10 feet, and I remembered, and I ran with the thing beside me, and my legs, I started going, and it was running real fast, and then I put it down, and I hit the sled, and, well, my stomach is much bigger than it used to be. I knocked the wind out of myself, and the sled went that way, and all I remember, I woke up and little children had made a... They'd built snow all around me.
I think you deserve extra marshmallows.
Oh, thank you. I'd like it in my tea, though.
Oh, you want tea?
Yes, please.
All right.
And would you put a candy bar in it?
No. But if you go and lie down on the couch, I'll bring you some tea and then I'll give you a rub down.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Just tell me where it hurts.
Do you know how much damage a snowball can do to a window?
Dad, it wasn't our fault.
You didn't throw a snowball at them first.
Just in self-defense.
Oh, no!
What?
Drop the Shakespeare record.
You gotta go out there and get it.
Hey, sit down. Stay away from the window. Hey, now, look, you go man the door. Go ahead. All right, hit it.
We need that record to study for the test.
Dad, they won't throw them at you.
Please, Dr. Huxtable.
Step out of the way. This is Dr. Huxtable. I delivered some of you. I'm a parent and a taxpayer. And I'm probably the only adult who will sue little children.
Right, thanks, Dad.
Gotta do what a man's gotta do.
When are you coming back? Cliff?
We better get ready.
No. One more game of tackle hoops.
We have to listen to Macbeth.
You gonna ask Teresa out?
Thinking about it.
Well, if it doesn't work out, you can always point her in the direction of a real man.
Do you know any?
Hey, maybe we could double date. You, Teresa, me, and Denise.
Denise Huxtable?
Yeah, your sister is a major burger.
Get out of here!
I'm talking double supreme deluxe burger with french fries on the side.
You're out of your mind.
Come on, we gotta get started. What's your rush? Loosen up a little. One more game of tackle hoops, then we'll study.
You're on.
All right.
Cliff, you were magnificent.
That's right. When those little turkeys saw that I meant business, they went heading for the hills. I didn't even have to throw one snowball.
Well, now, I did see you throw one at that little child you hit in the back as he was running away.
I wanted to see if I still had it.
What's going on upstairs?
Oh, you know what that is? Walter. came home with Theo.
Well, why do they have to get together and try to tear the house down?
Because they're boys, dear. 15-year-old boys. See, you don't understand. 15-year-old boys get together, and the first thing they do is they start to talk about girls. See, then that gets them all excited. Then they don't know what to do with each other, so they start throwing each other up against the wall.
Dad, you moved the basket.
Really? Aren't you guys supposed to be studying?
We're taking a break.
Oh, so you have been studying?
No, we thought we'd take a break first.
Let me explain to you how this house was built. There's only about 6 inches of wood and plaster between you and a 12-foot drop to the living room. And you are less likely to fall if you are studying.
Right, Dad.
Okay.
Gotcha, Dr.
All right. By the way, the front of the Huxtable house is now free of desperados.
Come on, we better get started.
Yeah, and put on the first record.
Okay.
The Tragedy of Macbeth, right, by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 1, Scotland. Enter three witches.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Where's the place?
Upon the heath.
There to meet with
Macbeth. I come, Grey Malkin.
Paddle call.
As
fair is foul, and foul is fair. Hover through the fog, and fill the air.
What was that?
Oh, they're speaking English.
What's the guy naked?
I don't know what's happening.
We better skip to the middle.
Good idea. I don't think they're gonna ask us about the beginning anyway.
If it were done when 'tis done, then 12 well it were done quickly. If the assassination could tunnel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success. That but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here upon this bank and school of time, we jump the life to come.
Cockroach?
Yeah?
We're in deep trouble.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I couldn't have said that. Well, I don't know what I would have said, but I wouldn't have said that.
Vanessa, you have to get off the phone. This is an emergency.
Hold on, Janet. What's the emergency?
We have to call the New York Shakespeare Company.
Why?
Because we have to see Macbeth tonight.
Janet, can I call you back? Yeah. What's going on?
You see, we were upstairs, and we were listening to the record of Macbeth, but we don't understand a word of it. And we figured if we went to see the play, we'd see what the actors were doing and know what it's all about.
Is this for a test?
Yes, tomorrow.
Well, did you read the play?
No.
Why not?
Vanessa, I really don't need a criticism right now.
Fine. Okay, but I'm coming back for the phone in 5 minutes.
Here it is. The New York Shakespeare Company.
Great, what's the number?
555-7218. Hurry up.
Okay, wait, it's ringing. Hello? Are you doing Macbeth tonight? You're not? The Taming of the Shrew? Well, is it anything like Macbeth? Oh. Well, do you know of any place where they'll be doing Macbeth tonight? Are you sure? Okay, thanks. We're sunk.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Cockroach.
Wait a minute. Denise.
Yeah?
You studied Macbeth, right?
Sure.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
What do you mean?
The story, what happens?
Didn't you read the play?
Why is everybody criticizing me? Please, just tell me what happened.
All right, take it easy. This guy, Macbeth, he's a soldier, right? Wants to be king. So talks it over with his wife. And they decide to kill the king, and he does. And then the king's... the king's son comes back with a bunch of his friends, and right before Macbeth gets it, he gives this long speech about how life's meaningless because we're all gonna die anyway.
Got it, thanks.
I really like your hair that way.
Now, tell us all about the symbolism.
You know, if you knew you were gonna have a test on this, why didn't you just read the play?
Because it's impossible to understand.
Well, then you know what you need.
What?
Cleland notes.
What's that?
Well, they're study guides that help you with Shakespeare plays. You know, they tell you what's happening, who the characters are, and what the symbolism is. So when you read it along with the play, it explains everything.
Well, it sounds like if you have the Cleland notes, then you won't need to read the play.
Well, they don't recommend that.
Where do we get these Cleland notes?
They sell them at Renner's Bookstore right near Brooklyn College.
Ooh, cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
I bet some great burgers hang out there.
Yeah, college burgers.
Yeah.
What's a burger?
It's a good-looking girl.
You call them burgers?
Yeah.
A burger is a piece of meat.
We don't mean it that way.
I don't care. It has to be one of the most sexist, degrading remarks I have ever heard. You don't call a woman a burger or any other object. We're people. You know, what if I were to call you a Clydesdale? Well, you know, look at that Clydesdale. He's a 12 wagon puller.
You guys finished with the phone yet?
Hey, do you know what these guys call a good looking girl?
You mean burgers?
You know?
Yeah, I think it's kind of cute.
Cute? Vanessa, it's wrong. As a woman, you should be insulted. A burger's a piece of meat.
Well, I never thought about it that way.
You guys are disgusting.
Look, we're sorry.
We won't do it again, we promise.
Wait, Denise, how do we get to Renner's Bookstore?
If you want to know, find yourself another burger. Clydesdale.
These Cleland notes are great. Macbeth summarized in 12 pages.
Yep, I finished reading the play already.
Me too.
Can you believe we're done? And it's only 9 o'clock.
We should write these people a letter and thank them.
Yeah.
We're gonna ace this test and bring home B's for the semester.
You know it. Hey, listen to this. Also available in Cleland notes, Julius Caesar. We're supposed to get that in our junior year.
All right, Cleland. They also have The History of America, The History of Civilization, Chemistry, Physics, they got everything. I said we bought the whole set.
We can get through college in 1 year. I wasn't even thinking of higher education until I found this.
We can major in everything.
Hey, I think I'm gonna go home and watch some TV.
Yeah, I'll go downstairs and watch it. Hey, Mom.
Good night, Mrs. Huxtable.
You finished studying, Walter.
Yep. Watch TV.
Oh, you ready for your test tomorrow?
Definitely.
See you later, Theo.
See ya, cockroach.
Walter, what's this?
What?
This. What is this?
Oh, that's Cleland notes.
It helped us study.
Oh.
Well, I'm on my way to the hospital.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
Dad, do you remember this? Cleland notes.
Cleland notes. Sure, I remember this. You know, kids in our school used to read this when they didn't want to read the assignment.
That's right. Of course, they found out they weren't quite as prepared for the test as they thought they were.
Well, I'm sure that none of our children would do that.
Never.
Never. And I'm sure none of their friends would do that.
Well, of course not. Because if you read the Cleland notes instead of the play,
mm-hmm.
you'd know the characters' names and some main events, but there's some very subtle points that you would miss, like what Lady Macbeth meant when she said, "Screw your courage to the sticking place and will not fail." Now, you know what important event took place after she said that.
Yes, indeed, it did happen then. Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly am glad that I did not graduate from the Cleland School of Medicine. And I'm sure that my patients and my insurance company are happy that I did not graduate from the Cleland School of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I will see you all later. Have a good time.
See you, Dad.
All right.
Bye-bye. Not a fit night out there for man or beast, but I'm going to deliver these babies.
Now you're gonna get it, you little weasels!
Good old Cleland notes, here you go. Well, as someone once said, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps at this petty pace from day to day.
Was that from Macbeth?
It couldn't have been, it wasn't in the Cleland notes.
Are you worried about the test?
No. Are you worried?
No. Think we should, read the play?
No.
Ah!
Now, Cliff, this is where we should go tonight. El Rio de la Plata Restaurante.
El Rio de la Plata Restaurante.
Yes. Taste of Argentina nestled in the heart of Greenwich Village. Authentic Nouvelle-style South American cuisine.
El Rio de la Plata Restaurante.
They have strolling guitarists.
El Rio de la Plata Restaurante.
Stop it.
Hi.
Hi. How was school?
Good.
How was the test?
Not bad. I think I did okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was worried when I heard you and Dad talking last night. But half the questions on the test were covered by Cleland notes.
What about the other half?
Well, I recognized some of the names, so I think I wrote down some answers that made pretty good sense.
How did Walter do?
Well, he was smiling when he left the room.
So you just got by?
Better than that. I think I got a C.
So you must be very happy.
Yeah. I think I did pretty well considering I didn't read the play.
Do you ever plan to read the play?
Mom, that test is history.
But Theo, you haven't taken your last test on Macbeth.
I haven't?
You see, you're going to read Macbeth and you're not going to go anyplace or do anything until you do. And then you're going to take another test given by me.
Are you serious, Dad?
She's serious.
I am very serious. Now, the test will be all essay. It will cover Acts 1 through 5 and footnotes. And I promise you there will not be one question from Cleland Notes.
But, Mom, this weekend I have a date with this new girl at school.
You better hurry up and get started then.
Okay.
And I know that Shakespeare's language can be very difficult to understand. So if you have any questions, you want to discuss anything, feel free.
I'll be in my room forever.
I like your style.
Cliff, I haven't read Macbeth in over 20 years. I only remember a couple of passages.
Well, you better start reading then.
Come on, Cliff, I need your help.
No.
Oh, come on, Cliff, please.
No, no.
Oh, come on, and listen. Please, all you have to do is read the first two acts. I'll read the last three.
Listen to me. Whenever I used to read it, thou goeth from the pit, I spit on myself.
We could read Macbeth. We could snuggle up under the covers and read Macbeth, and it could take all night.
Really?
And I'll be Lady Macbeth.
And I'll be the Big Bad Wolf.
There is no Big Bad Wolf in Macbeth.
There will be when I read it.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.